Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 205 of Heroes Unlimited, and holy shit, this page blew my mind. If you'll pardon the expression, for reasons that will soon become apparent. At first, this page seems like it is going to be a perfectly dull page of robot options. We're on audio, optics, and sensors in the robot section. This is where you purchase your robot's ability to see, to hear, to simulate a human voice, to emit light beams out of its eyes so it can see better in the dark, etc., etc. Mostly standard utility abilities. However, we're talking about, you know, all kinds of useful sensory stuff that you can build into your robot's head. So the question naturally arises, to the reader, perhaps, certainly to the author, what happens if I realize that a robot's got a badass thermo imager and can see me through thin walls? And so I think, why don't I shoot this guy's robot eyes out so that I don't have this problem? So the author writes, quote, "The head is a difficult target to hit, called shot at -3, and heroes will rarely risk attacking someone's head because it is too easy to accidentally kill them." And then in parentheses, mind you, it says, "Attacks against an unprotected head do damage direct to hit points." I'm sorry, what? after the whole goddamn combat section, you're dropping this on me now in a parenthetical statement, in a note, in the introduction to the audio, optics, and sensors section of the robot rules, which, by the way, are for creating robots who don't have hit points. Just now you've decided to drop this little bit of information on me, that if I can make a called shot at -3, which essentially means like if I can hit a 15 to hit, 1/4 chance for an untrained character, better than even odds for an accuracy-based character, then against any character who's not wearing a helmet, which keep in mind, in this superhero game, I mean, take a look at the illustrations in this book, most heroes aren't wearing helmets. If I start taking shots at those unprotected supermelons, my fire blasts or rifle shots or super strength punches are doing damage direct to hit points, cut straight through SDC, direct to hit points. This changes everything. This changes the way fundamentally that the game works. I mean, remember the hardware weapons character, where you get all those attacks per melee with handguns, so you can just take shot after shot after shot with your, you know, revolvers or auto pistols or whatever? That's a highly accurate character. Big ol' bonuses to hit with those favored weapons. A hardware weapons character should be able to hit the head very consistently. So up against, you know, a bunch of conventionally garbed superheroes who are wearing, like, useless spandex on their heads, if anything, all this firearm damage is going direct to hit points. Unbelievable. I've never noticed this rule before. Why would I? If I'm here to shop for, like, infrared goggles for a robot, or, like, a data bank of what car backfires sound like. That's what this page is about. There's this one parenthetical. Oh, by the way, the whole combat system calibrated around first you have to get through someone's SDC, then you can do damage to hit points, then they die. Fuck that. If you shoot them in the head, just forget the whole SDC thing. We're back to playing Palladium Fantasy now. Hit points only. Even if you're not accurate, even if you're not a good shot, let's say you're an average Joe with like a 45 and you're up against like an average strength supervillain who's got maybe 80 SDC. You know, your weapon's only doing 14 damage on a hit. It's only going to take a couple of headshots at that rate to take down a conventional kind of basic supervillain. It'd take you 8 or 9 to plow all the way through that SDC. So even if you barely know how to fire this gun, just shoot for the head. You know, you're going to luck out eventually. 1/4 of the time, at least. Up against tougher supervillains, like ones who might have hundreds of SDC, why bother with anything but a headshot? Everybody should be wearing helmets in this game. This rule totally changes the usefulness of SDC. It totally changes what combat tactics you should be using. And I played this game for years and never knew about it. I mean, the closest the game comes to ever addressing this before is in Step 2 of Character Creation, where it explains what SDC is, when basically it appends to the end of the description of SDC, you know, a note to the GM, use common sense, if you jump on a grenade, you're going to die, it doesn't just subtract from your SDC. The system is fundamentally broken, it is your job as the GM to pretend it makes sense, and overrule it from time to time, and one of the examples given is if you are shot directly in the head at point-blank range. Very different from the rules given in the audio and optics section of the robot power category, which say that any shot to the head does damage direct to hit points. Consider boxing, as we always do. Boxers often have a lot of strength, I'm surprised in this world that more boxing matches don't end in death, because if you punch somebody in the head and they've got no headgear on, that damage should be going right to hit points. Even if you've got a good physical endurance, we're talking about low 20s hit points for a typical boxer. You know, three solid punches to the head, maybe one and then a crit, you're dead. You're done. If you believe this combat rule that appears, as far as I can tell, only in the robot section, by way of explaining why all these unhelmeted superheroes don't shoot their heat vision at robots' heads to screw up their expensive optics. A dumb rule given for a dumb reason in a dumb place to overwhelmingly dumb effect. And also, what's this about superheroes not being willing to kill people? You know, there is an alignment system in this game, and as I keep pointing out, none of the alignments are averse to killing. The most stringent alignment is principled, and principled characters will never kill an unarmed foe, a helpless foe, and will never kill purely for fun. Up against a dangerous supervillain who's rampaging through the city, a principled character will absolutely take a headshot. So I don't know where the author is getting this thing that, like, if you're out there robbing banks in your exoskeleton, the superheroes are not going to dare punch you in the head, lest they accidentally kill you. Especially because the author clearly made that rule up just now. Anyway, I'd be surprised if anybody regularly plays with this rule, but nonetheless, it's the dumbest thing on this page. I mean, this is the darkest back alley of this game that you're ever going to find. The most random of pages for it to appear, and it just totally upsets the fucking apple cart, everything we thought we knew about Palladium Combat. It's like, this rule is an outlier. At this point, we're interpreting this game's rules statistically, and what it says on this page, it's just so different from everything else in these rules, I think we can just safely disregard it. Spread the word, page 205 is canceled. Sorry if you wanted to buy a camera eyeball, but we got the shit quarantined. We can't let page 205 into the rest of the system. Unless you want all the superheroes and villains in your campaign to have to wear hard hats, we just gotta pretend like page 205 never happened. Join me tomorrow as we discuss some rules that we did see back in the combat section, returning in the robot section to the joy of panda bots everywhere, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.